cozy.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I love nooks.
You do? Obviously. I love nooks too. Yeah. I'm a big nooks and crannies person. Right. Like the more nooks and crannies, the more the better.
Yeah. Have you ever used the word cranny outside of the word nook before? There are like some words that you just can't use without using, like trials and tribulations. No one's ever like had a lot of tribulations.
I'm on the wrong podcast. Never used either of those.
Is there a difference between a nook and a cranny?
I think so.
Like a nook is
what
like
is a cranny? When I think of nooks and crannies, I think of a little corner.
Right. Or like a breakfast nook. This is a breakfast nook, but like, you know, the area in a kitchen where you would have your breakfast table at, that I would consider like a nook, like a bay window. A cranny would be,
Marais, like I didn't study the vocabulary book.
You did not give me a dictionary before coming here.
Marais, I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me.
This feels weird, but it also feels
great. This feels right.
I've missed you.
I know. I like you guys.
Have you missed me?
I said, I know. I missed you, but I also saw you like 2 days ago.
That's true.
That was exciting. Like, when I saw you the other day, I was like, oh my God, I love him.
I love you
not
too.
Not like that, Patricia.
No, yeah. Not like that, Heath. Not like that.
Oh my God.
This episode's getting spicy already.
I'm hot.
And we changed up the dynamic actually on how we're sitting.
Yeah, I used to sit there. He used to sit here.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
But then I felt like my neck was getting sore because I was constantly having to go back and forth between two people.
Your neck and crannies?
My neck. I feel more direct.
This makes sense,
right? It does.
This is my bad side. Oh, you can't see me from there.
No,
that camera doesn't have you. That
one does. I'll just talk to you guys like this.
Well, that camera is probably the one that you're going to be.
Okay.
You look great.
All right, we're good.
What have you been up to today, Marais?
Just a lot of like work.
Just getting ready for season 2 of Unfiltered.
I edited it for the first time today.
Are you happy with it?
I started editing it 7 p.m. last night.
Oh my goodness.
And I got done. I ran over when I texted you that I'm on my way 10 minutes ago. That's when I got finished.
Whoa.
Well, thank you so much for putting us at least on the schedule.
You're welcome. I could pencil you in, I guess.
Yeah.
We made it work.
You like the new set?
I do. It's really nice.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool. I miss the couch, though.
I know. It's in the house. Uh-huh. It's in pieces if you want it.
Do you remember, like, originally we were planning on having it in one of your guest bedrooms at your house?
And, yes.
Like, it was the...
So small.
Like, that luggage-style desk, and you and me were off to the side.
We tried, like, organizing it, like, if this was the desk... We were like, what if we are here and then it's like Heath and Zane and then we're just in the corner. Remember when we didn't want to be on camera either?
Oh, yeah. We were thinking
kind of like behind the scenes and they were like, but no, like be
still
on camera.
Speaking into the mics.
Yeah. But the plan was to just chime in once in a while. And then we ended up telling stories and then it was just like.
Yeah. It changed kind of the whole dynamic of what
you guys used to be like had. In the back and it was like dark, right?
Yeah. And we were just going to come in during certain times for like certain moments or games.
Gotcha.
But then the conversation just ended
up. Yeah, we couldn't help but chime in.
Because we bring the juice and the funny.
Right.
For old time's sake.
The juice, the funny. I start crying.
I've never felt so left out of anything in my life.
That's all right. It's not your thing. Our thing is puzzles.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. You guys are puzzle maniacs. Like puzzle brain teaser puzzles, like the little keychain style ones.
Jigsaw puzzles are the ones that everyone knows as puzzles, but that's just a type of puzzle. That's a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
Okay.
Puzzles are just any sort of...
The brain teaser ones.
Like problems to solve. Physical problems to solve.
Right. Right. I'm all about those, too.
They're so much fun. Wooden and metal and... little.
How often do you buy like new puzzles?
Well, the last like pack I bought was the one for your birthday.
Oh, that was such a great
gift. And every time you come over, I'm like, did you bring the puzzles?
I should bring them more often. Yeah. When I first went to their house and like it was the first time, first of all, your house is ridiculously incredible.
Thank you.
Decorations amazing. In the guest house, there was like this like table with all these puzzles on it. And like I've only seen these on the internet and like it's pretty nerdy, but I watch people solve like these types of puzzles on YouTube.
They're like hour-long videos of people solving it, and I'll sit there and wait.
The one puzzle that's the most challenging is the one in the bottle with the little wooden dowel rod.
And so you have to get the ship out or something?
You have to unscrew.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it.
I did it once too. But I don't think I like solved it back.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to take it out, then put it back on.
Yeah, sometimes I do go on Etsy and try to like search those really expensive puzzles. Mm-hmm. Like the big Pandora box looking ones.
Yeah.
Right. That like have multiple different layers and stuff to
them. Like the grandfather clock and like.
Yes.
Do you still do them?
The ones that I have, I solved all of them. But the one that I was addicted to was the one with the two circles that I gave you.
Yeah, so that's fun to play with. I should have brought them today.
Pass the torch. Done some
if
right
you solve
here.
Them, like give them back.
Okay, Let me... fair.
But you're a big fan of like riddles though too, right?
Yeah.
Might give a riddle.
Okay. There was a man, and he
a block of ice melted.
That's literally it. That's it. Yeah. That's like the most. That's like the starter riddle to get your brain thinking in like four dimensions.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more for you.
Okay.
A man and his dog, and they have to cross a river, and they don't have a boat, and they don't know how to swim, and they cross the river, and they don't get wet.
I know this one. I think.
Cross the river. Is river the name of something?
No, but you're on the right track.
The horse's name is Friday.
They waited till the river was frozen over, so they just walked across it.
Please.
That's what I was gonna say.
That's a good one.
You have to think fourth dimensionally.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's why I like The Office, how they broke that fourth wall.
Oh,
it's not a riddle. It's just I like thinking outside of riddles, outside of shows and stuff like that.
They like look at the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we look at the camera?
All right, that's enough. All right, now that that's over with. Yeah.
How do you come up with moves? How do you dance? Sometimes like choreography doesn't make sense, but like where does it come from? Are there moments where you're thinking, I don't know what move to bring in here? Or do you just have a huge toolbox of different little routes and avenues that you can take once you've done one move to
both.
There. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's why I picked up acrobatics, like all the tricks that you see me doing, throwing into the dance, because I'm like, okay, I could take this simple dance move, but throw a trick into it to make it cooler.
Okay.
Because my brain doesn't work very well when it comes to choreography. So, I mean, I've been dancing for over 20 years, so I have like dance moves from 20 years. And then you just upgrade them.
Now the moves themselves, do you still remember like full-on routines from years ago?
I don't, but if you ask any other dancer, they'll say yes.
Okay.
I have a horrible memory.
Yeah, so when like you go to audition sometimes, is that the worst when they're just like 5, 6, 7, 8, here are the moves, and
that's
then
why I don't
go
book
into the
jobs.
Room? You don't book jobs?
Yeah, because I can't memorize fast
enough. You stopped going to auditions?
Yeah, it's hard. It's very, very hard. They always tell me the same thing, like, you're such a good dancer, and like, we would hire you, but you have to pick it up faster. it's memorization. The talent's there, but you have to learn routines in like 20 minutes.
Was there one audition that like stuck out to you as like your worst audition of all time?
Worst?
Not trying to bring out your worst moments, but sometimes I think when like you hit your lowest, you really remember those moments and they kind of define you take it into the future.
I don't think there was a worst one because I did really bad, but one of the most fun ones was JoJo Siwa's.
Oh, that's right. You almost went on tour with her, right?
I actually, that was the most audition I made it through. Like, I made it through all three rounds. And I was like, what am I doing? But it was really fun. It was very, very fun. I picked up the choreography. I don't know how. There was like 400 people in the room auditioning for her tour. And they made it down to the top. I think it was probably top 30 or something that I was in. And then they were like, okay, you can walk out now if social media is your job and this and that. And it was my job. And I was like, because when you're on tour for 6 months, like JoJo's your boss, no social media, no drinking, no, obviously that's easy, but like there's so many rules like that you have to follow because it's Nickelodeon. So I was just like, I think I'm okay with that. So I was just like, it was fun while it lasted.
What would you say to other aspiring dancers who are moving out here? Because you obviously live in the world of dance and then social media as well and YouTube. Do you think it's best to immerse yourself in all three, or do you stick with the dance crew in your dance studio and go out to those auditions?
Especially nowadays, I would venture out into social media.
Yeah.
Because once I started posting more on social media, my dancing, I was direct booking jobs from there. So the audition life, when you're just in the industry, you go to the audition with 500 other people and you'll be standing in the back. They won't look at you and you leave. You're there, you dance for 10 seconds and then you're out. They don't even look at you. It's hard.
Yeah.
And it's like also a waste of time a lot of the time. Because LA especially has like their top dancers that they always use like the same rotation. And once in a while they look for like a new face, but it's hard. It's very hard. It's really, really difficult.
It must be. It's so competitive. Your body has to be in complete fit, shape, in performance.
Right.
And is the pay even good too?
For starting out, like when I had a restaurant job and I was booking dance jobs, it was good money. Okay. It was great money, but it's not a lot. Right. You that can't be the only thing you do.
Unless you're at the very, very top.
Unless you're at the very, very top. And you're booking like other jobs like Puma and Nike and stuff like that. Yeah.
When you go to an audition, are they referencing like specific, like, is there a vocabulary of moves that you just need to know? And then they're like, they'll just tell you what order to do them in, or is it always just brand new stuff that you need to learn on the spot?
It's brand new. So like, say for example, the Justin Bieber audition, they'll play one of the songs that will be on his tour or the music video or something. You'll learn choreography in, like, you'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with people. They'll teach you the choreography. They don't care if you, like, you could see the choreographer or not. Like, you'll be in the way back. If you can't see, like, you're screwed. That's it. Like, you got to stand in the front. And you learn it in about 15, 20 minutes. They do the moves, and then they break you up into groups of, like, five. And then they watch the five dance, and then they say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then you just either leave or stay. Very, yeah.
I'll never forget when I was auditioning to be in Guys and Dolls Jr. In the seventh grade, we had to learn a song for Luck Be a Lady Tonight. And this girl cut came in from like the high school and knew all these dance moves, and she taught us the entire routine, and it went over my head. Like, I was stressing out because I thought, oh, I want to be in theater, I want to be in the musical,
right?
And I had this whole moment of self-doubt, like, I'm not going to get in Guys and Dolls because I can't nail this routine. It was so complicated, Mariah.
It's hard.
And she even like gave us like DVDs of all the tapes to go home and study it, and I couldn't nail it. I couldn't get it right.
45 seconds sounds like a short amount of time, but when you need to be doing something different with every limb of your body for 45 yeah. seconds straight, and every second it's different, like, yeah. It's one time I had a friend who got married, and he wanted to do like a dance routine with all the groomsmen for his wife at the wedding. It was gonna be like a surprise. It was a 3-minute routine. It took 4 months. We had to go for 2 hours every week to learn
what?
It because it was like 10 guys, and it like kept changing song. It was a 3-minute dance.
You got to think of that too.
It's just like a bunch of like finance dudes who had to like learn how to do all these like things, and like we had to go on a row, and it took so, it was so hard. It was so hard to do.
This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Guys, we know times are hard. You got to be saving money and budgeting wisely. And what better way to start than with your phone bill? Now, Mint Mobile is offering a premium plan of unlimited talk, text, and high-speed internet for just $30 a month. Let that sink in. How much is your phone bill already being charged now? You can be saving money with Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile charges only $30 a month, and they don't have any traditional retail. It's online only, so all that money that they're saving by not having stores gets passed on directly to you.
So you can do it all from the comfort of your own home by switching up your phone bill to Mint Mobile, and even if you don't like it, within 7 days, you get 100% of your money back, guaranteed. So if you guys are interested in saving money, cutting down your phone bill, and getting that unlimited talk, text, and data plan.
Not only is it high speed, it's on the nation's largest 5G network. So go to mintmobile.com/hoot.
Start saving money today, folks. Go to mintmobile.com/hoot, H-O-O-T. Tell them again, Mike.
mintmobile.com/hoot for $30 a month for unlimited talk, text, and high speed 5G data.
Check it out, folks.
Because now, well, I teach dance. I don't know if you guys know that, but I teach.
That's right.
I do. Fun fact. So I take now what I learn, and as I'm teaching the kids, I'm still training myself, because especially nowadays, like, my body is shutting down. Like, I'm young, but for a dancer, I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm 26 and I can feel it in my body now. And yeah, I'm just like, I can't do the things I used to be able to do.
Yeah, because I had that as a question for you, because you're in incredible shape.
Thank you.
Does that come from just the routine of just dancing itself, or are you having to sometimes exercise and actually like train your balance and your strength for certain moves? I know you have those like balancing blocks at your house. Mm-hmm. Do you ever like just go in there like, today I'm purely working on like core strength?
I should. No, people always tell me, they're like, what's your workout routine? And I don't answer, because I the truth is, it's just from dance. Like,
right.
if I like work on a routine, even for TikTok or Instagram once in a while, like, that's, it's a full body workout. I mean, I'll do abs almost every day and stuff like that to like keep my, because dance, like, everything comes from your stomach,
right?
Like, balance and everything. And then naturally, I'll just do handstands, like you said, like on the blocks and stuff like that, just for fun.
I love doing a good handstand.
Can you do a handstand?
Yeah, I can. I can probably.
Well, let's see.
If you give me like 4 tries of doing a handstand, one of those handstands, I'm going to be able to hold it for over 10 seconds.
Oh, that's very good. For your height?
Yes, I know. And it's a lot. It's a lot of body to hold up.
Right.
Like, for the longest time, I always wanted to learn how to do a backflip. Like, that was like my dream thing. I even remember one time when I was younger, in like fourth grade, you had to write a letter to like your future self, like in middle school, or you had to write a letter to you. And one of the first questions I asked my future self was like, "Hey Matt, I hope things are going great. Can you do a backflip?" Thinking I could do it.
Do you have that note?
Oh, I bet it may be in like a folder somewhere. Yeah.
That's so
that was like
funny.
My top question I had for my future self was, "Can you do a backflip?"
That's
thinking
really
I'd be able to
funny.
Nail it. But I'm so tall; it's a lot of body and mm-hmm. a lot of bones.
You never yeah. learned how to do it, though, right?
No, I can yeah. do a backflip on a trampoline.
Okay, mm.
a back good. Handspring, probably not.
Not anymore.
But no, not at all. But I think I could, if you got the courage in me, I could do a backflip on a trampoline.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So Mariah, Mariah, you've been dancing since you were 3 years old.
Yeah.
That was on your famous birthday as I read that. I don't know where that came from though. But three yeah. years old?
Yes, I've been dancing since I was three, but I wasn't a good dancer at all. Like do you watch Seinfeld?
Oh yeah.
My mom
I don't. You okay, see Mike's right, yeah. whole body shifted right when you asked that question.
I'm listening.
Go on.
My mom called me Elaine because I used to like I
oh,
couldn't
my gosh.
Dance. I couldn't she's a horrible dancer. Uh-huh. Couldn't dance and I really liked it though. My mom was like, "I can't believe she likes to dance. I was horrible."
Oh,
I had two
God.
Left feet. I was pigeon-toed like really bad. And then I really wasn't a good dancer until I was probably 15.
And then it just clicked.
It clicked. Like I started watching YouTube tutorials and started training myself. And I was like,
oh,
yeah. So I was in dancing school. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I taught myself how to tumble. And then I fixed up my technique and like the rest is history.
So your teachers never like sat you down and were like, "Hey, maybe this isn't the right path for you." They just
they were great teachers. But like I said, once YouTube came out and I knew that there was tutorials, I was like, "Oh, I could do this like at home."
Right.
Just teach myself. Because my mom did not put me in competitive dance. So it wasn't, we're really like enforced, like you have to be this flexible to be good. You have to do this many turns.
Right.
And it wasn't really push. It was more like a hobby.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to be like super competitive. So I trained myself to be better.
And you're pretty well versed, what, like classically? Can you do tap, jazz?
I could do
ballet.
I did everything. I'm not a good ballerina, but I know ballet like terminology and the foundation. And I know like how to teach someone to be really good. I can't Irish step dance and I don't do ballroom either.
Oh.
Like Dancing with the Stars type of... Everyone's like, "Go on Dancing with the Stars." I was like, "I don't know how to do ballroom."
Did you know how to country like two-step before you met Heath? Because Heath is really good.
We did... did you square dance in fifth grade?
Yeah. What?
Why did we have to square dance?
Yes, we had a square dancing segment in PE.
Yes, in gym.
Oh,
why?
My. I don't know.
That's,
I think it
that was
just
my like
the most American
maximum,
thing you could
right.
do in PE was learn how to square dance. Did they yeah. teach you square dancing
in Jewish school in New Jersey?
No, absolutely
no, they
not.
Did not.
Yeah.
I don't even know what square is. That where you dance?
Swing
in
your partner around and
oh,
around. Do
yeah.
the do-si-do.
And they're oh, partnering yeah. you up with the boy or girl. It was like this whole thing, yeah.
My parents took me to an Irish step dancing like conference thing, and it was like a ballroom night, and I had to like dance with like these girls who were really good at Irish step dancing, and I was just like freestyling with what I saw on Luck of the Irish.
You
I
got the legs
was...
for it.
Hey, I think I do.
You can do it.
I think I can kind of like improvise. I can moonwalk really well. And that's like my go-to move.
Really?
Moonwalk.
I've never seen you moonwalk.
Jerk. Two-step, or the, now watch me, or walk it out.
Walk
it
out.
That one I can do really
well, too.
That one, what is this dance called?
Oh, you
is this
love
a,
that.
This is the goth dance? I think it's like called goth dancing.
It's the kid with the sunglasses, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. The, like, the pink and green?
Yeah.
Is that his dance?
But you know the YouTube clip where all those goth people are, like, under a bridge, and they have that, like, rave music? I think that's
yes.
where it all came from, is, like, goth dancing.
Is that
this
where
is
it originated from?
Yes, if you guys, the people who are listening, I'm moving my hands in this very particular way. I was so happy when I finally learned that move, but, yeah.
You were like, ask a question.
Yeah,
it
it's like cross it in. Why? Throw it away. Bring it back.
Not
say
interested.
No to it again.
What?
And then you just,
not interested.
Yeah,
what?
Go back to that. Mariah, you are from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The third most populous city in the state of Pennsylvania. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that either because I thought you grew up in like rural Pennsylvania, and then I looked up Allentown and it's the third most populous city.
Oh, wow.
Next
yeah.
to Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, I think.
Yeah. So Allentown is like 45 minutes outside of Philly.
Okay.
My address isn't Allentown. It's like within like that range. But I always say Allentown because everybody knows what Allentown is. So I'm always like, oh.
I know. I was trying to get you and Heath to come out to Punxsutawney.
Oh,
to
yes, go, to for go the groundhog.
But we didn't make it happen. We should eventually in the future.
Next time.
Yeah, next year.
February 1st. Hopefully. Hopefully.
We'll see.
The people need it. I think the groundhog gets predicted on the atmosphere of the day, though. Like, if the world needs it, the groundhog will predict an early spring.
Matt cried when he saw it in person.
Because I couldn't believe it. It was like a 1 in 10th chance of him predicting an early spring.
And he did predict an early spring.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it. So
I love that you bought the merch from it, too.
Yeah, me too. And the That's hat. Great.
Oh, I had to.
I know. It's the greatest.
I'm thinking about starting my own chapter of the groundhog out here. So if we don't go, we'll have our own party. But the thing is, everyone needs to be here at like
3 in the morning.
Well, if it's Eastern time and it happens around 7 in the morning, everyone's got to be here 4. At like 4.
So either it's a late night or...
So we could, a late night or a very early morning. Yeah. And hopefully an early spring. But
that would be so much fun.
Yeah. The city needs like that element. Yes, they really do.
Yeah. I'll have my own hat. I'll be like a member of the inner circle.
We can make like the Studio City chapter.
Yes. And I'll dress you up as Phil the Groundhog. and I'll have like a wooden stump. And I'll tap it and you can come out.
So you'll be the prognosticator.
I'll be the prognosticator of all prognosticators.
Oh my God. Look at us making plans.
I love it. Hope you're enjoying this episode. We're just going to take a quick break to give a word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now back to the episode. You do a very good like Eastern accent, but is that a Pennsylvanian accent?
I thought you were from
Staten Island.
Yeah, I thought you were from New York.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you from New York?
I was born in New York.
Oh,
I know. People get so confused.
I'm learning these things about you, and I've known you for years.
Maybe famous birthdays isn't the place to research the guests before. Well,
I grew up in Pennsylvania, so you're not wrong.
Okay.
But if I say certain words, people are like, "Well, where are you from?" And I'm like, "Okay, I'm from Staten Island, but I've only lived there for 7 years."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you grew up 8 to age 7 in Staten Island and then moved to Allentown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but my parents are born and raised in Brooklyn and Staten Island, so they have the thick accent. They're flying in tomorrow if you want to hear it.
do a little bit of it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Let's do the rest of it.
I'll do the rest of it in this accent. All right.
Oh, wow. Right. This is it?
All right, yeah.
Even the whole body language, just like... Yeah.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? I don't understand. That's how my mother talks. You have no idea. You have no idea. She goes, Mariah... Mariah.
Oh, she puts the R at the end of like the
And pizza. Did you order pizza? Or
I don't
no?
think that's such a good idea, okay?
Yeah, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
But then
idea.
If a word actually ends with an R, they can't say it. So, look in the mirror. But it's like there's an R at the end of mirror, so they don't say mirror.
Or drawer. Get in the car. Get in the car.
Can you open the drawer and get my pills?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I when he just told me that you're from Allentown, Pennsylvania, I was like, I don't think that's right. Because you have the New York DNA. Mm-hmm. You have the attitude, the quick wit, and the accent, which is like very hard to...
That was very nice of you.
Matt can't do a New York accent in the same way like I can't do a Texas accent. But
no, like... Yeah, I can't do like a New York accent. Like what? I live in Manhattan. It's terrible.
He's got his like, you know, my dad's from Garland.
Well, like that Dallas is more kind of like of this kind of an accent.
Right. See, it's that's where I can't do that.
Yeah,
I can only do it because that's where my entire family's from.
Do you have a good sense of like a Pennsylvanian accent though?
I'm all Pennsylvania. Yeah. Well, not all, but most.
Like, what is like a Pennsylvanian accent?
Just how you're talking.
Like, really? But like, I thought there's like a Pittsburgh kind of accent. Where
they're
people are
different.
Like,
right. Like, they say like soda pop, like that type of stuff. But Allentown is just normal. If anything, it's closer to Jersey.
Okay. Yes. But there's also the Philly accent where they say things like home.
Yeah. And, like, weird phone. Stuff like that.
Like
down
downtown. like, but I bet.
You know that.
I know what you're talking about.
Cherry
I can't,
Hill, Philly, yes. Like, oh, you want to go home together? Like,
it's not
a Southern accent, but it's like kind of getting there. It's like
right.
in between North Carolina and like New Jersey.
That's good. Yeah.
Accents are so cool.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. We've been trying to like nail a Minnesota accent for a while. Like, old Minnesota.
We just watched Fargo.
Minnesota.
Oh, that's super.
Oh, you're darn
tootin'. That's a real sweet deal.
Don't
I'm
you
telling
know?
You.
Yeah. You're darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
Oh, yeah. Hootin' have
oh yeah this is we're having a blast Matt
we've been debating about going to Fargo just for fun oh but we Mariah, I think we share the similarity. We both come from very big families. We mm-hmm. really value our cousins and love spending time with them. Yes. Do you want to have that same childhood for your kids? Do you want to have like a big family?
What are you, nuts? Yes.
Of course.
Of course. Same. Yeah. I was talking to my cousins the other day because we do like Christmas. It's like a huge thing to have Christmas. And we're talking about, okay, which cousin is going to... We're finally getting old enough where people have houses, like cousins have houses. So like... The aunts and uncles are like, okay, which cousin's gonna start doing Christmas at their house? Because it's usually at my parents' house.
Right.
So we're passing the torch and we're kind of like, I can't picture Christmas without my cousins. Like, we're planning, like, our kids are gonna grow up together and all this stuff. Like, our kids are gonna love their second cousins and get along with them. It's gonna be, Heath is in for a rude awakening.
But you're going from being the kids to being the adults.
Yeah.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. What's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Oh, I hate that question.
Okay, we'll skip it.
Sucks. No, I always like, we get a lot of like practical gifts. Like growing up, we didn't get like very materialistic, crazy. We weren't allowed to have anything, but we would get like practical gifts that we needed. So like socks excite me like to this day. I get so excited because it's stuff that you don't want to pay for.
Yeah.
And then you get them. Like I got a cheese board last year and I was so excited. I was like, I don't want to pay for a $30 cheese board. But when you get it for Christmas, it's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I always remember my worst Christmas gifts, though. Not my best ones. My best one was
You're so spoiled.
But like, the one I always remember, oh, I think I talked about it on Unfiltered.
Which
where
one?
I got Barbie Pet Detective.
Oh, yeah.
So I like liked being a detective
so
and hunting down like neighborhood pets that were missing.
Okay.
And Barbie came out with this computer game called Barbie Pet Detective. And you could go around finding all the local neighborhood pets. Mm-hmm. And so... I saw that commercial and I told my mom, I go, that game looks really cool. Ugh, I hate that it's Barbie. But then my mom told my aunt and we're opening up Christmas presents around all of my cousins. And I open it
so
up and it's Barbie Pet Detective. And immediately I was like, this isn't wrong gift. Someone gave me the wrong gift. This obviously isn't mine.
Mortified.
I was immediately like, get this away from me. I don't want
you
it. And I didn't really want it. And I didn't play the game. I just mentioned it looked kind of cool. But it was pretty embarrassing opening that up in front of all of my cousins.
What happened? Did you keep it? Did you return it?
No, I think they returned it. But I remember my aunt taking me into a room and like apologizing to me.
Oh, wow. You were
She was like, I'm
visibly...
sorry. I really thought you wanted this game. And I was like, I mean, I kind of did. Just not in front of all my cousins.
You should have just gotten Carmen Sandiego or something.
Oh, that's great.
A little cooler.
A lot of times, like for birthday presents, this is the most Jewish thing we ever used to do. But like my parents, whenever we would have our birthday parties and all the kids would come and bring us presents, my parents would say, do not open them. So because what we would do is take all the presents, go to Toys R Us, get the store credit, and then like pile up all the money and get the thing that we actually wanted.
Oh,
so you get like
gosh.
Eight kids over, you get like $200 worth of gifts, and then you go and buy a PlayStation.
Oh.
And you return
you
all the like...
Sneaky bitch.
Little Jewish life hack for,
right.
for all you
like
kids
that.
Out there when you want to get the better birthday present.
Down the street from my house is where Frank Sinatra used to live. I probably go past that house like 3 times a week.
Wow.
Just
that's
to stand
really
there and be
cool.
like, he drove down this street. Like,
yes.
this is sick. Yeah.
I know Mariah and I got so excited when we went to see the E.T. set or where they like
yes.
filmed the street and the
yes.
park and all of that. We went nuts about. And
right.
you lived close by to the house from Halloween, right?
Yes, in Pasadena. Love that.
And but, I live right by the Brady Bunch house and every time.
Oh, I took
yes.
my parents there. Yes. That's
so,
so cool.
And he didn't even know about it. Like, he was living there for almost
like
a year.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
wow.
I was on maps and I looked at the map and I go, wait, the Brady Bunch house is right there.
They renovated the inside. It was a special on HGTV. They just redid it for the reunion. The whole
wow.
inside, they replicated it.
So
yeah.
you guys are nostalgic about like cultural things. Or is it also like you look at an old yearbook and you're like, oh,
yes,
I wonder what.
That especially, like I will go through my parent, like my, I think I get it from my mom because my mom, we probably have like over 100 albums from when we were born to when we grew up. My dad recorded everything growing up. Like we just have everything on film. Pictures. I posted a picture recently of me and my dad's old baseball jersey from the 70s. Like that, I was like, can I just please have it? He has a whole box filled with all his jerseys from like all the sports that he played and like mm-hmm. just wearing it and seeing that he has a picture in it and putting them side by side. Like that gets me like emotional.
Oh,
I don't know where to put that energy. Like maybe you'll have an idea. I told Heath, I was like, I'm so passionate about things like that.
Yeah. You're sentimental.
I'm very sentimental. And like sometimes it really gets to my head. Like I'm overly sentimental and I'll like keep little things. And
oh, Patricia is the same way.
Oh my God, she goes horrible. Nuts.
She goes through her grandparents' closets all the time and just love finds it. Like, and they look great, these yes. outfits. But and it's great she brings them back to life.
Yeah.
But she just can't stop. Sometimes she just collects too many yeah. things.
I just love it. Everything, like things that like have meaning.
The best is when you have like an itch from the past. You're like, I remember this TV show or this movie and there were like two teddy bears going down a magical slide and you have to like Google and find out what
little
it is.
Little keywords, yes. like could possibly be this.
It's the hunt of that faint yeah. memory and like affirming that it was real and it did happen.
Yeah.
Like I love that.
Right.
Like, or like something kind of with rush. Your siblings that no one else can recall or have on record and you're never, it's something that is un-Googleable, but it's like a thing that you had like a
yes.
snippet of a show from a Blue's Clues episode that aired one time in 1993.
Yes.
But for you and your brothers, that was like, that was right. a reference that you guys made for 9 years.
Yes.
And you'll never find that clip anywhere.
Yes. Like the other day I was thinking about blue bonnets, and blue bonnets is the state flower in Texas and it's illegal to pick blue bonnets.
Got but, it.
So whenever I was a kid and I saw like a blue bonnet on the ground and like I picked it up, I was like, I'm breaking the law.
Right.
But there was an episode of Rugrats where it was the episode that talked about Chucky's mom's death and why Chucky's mom passed away.
Yeah.
And there's a scene and I just remember it where the dad picks up the diary of the mom and there's a blue bonnet in the diary, and I remember as a kid just specifically being like, oh, Chucky,
she's from Texas.
She broke the law.
Like, oh. oh, that's
Chucky's
funny.
Mom broke the law. But I always had that in my head. And then the other day, I'm like, did that actually happen in the Rugrats? And I looked it up, and sure enough, she like, the whole scene was
that's
in there.
That's so funny.
It's like those types of things that yeah. I love.
But was it illegal to kill a praying mantis?
Okay.
What?
It was. But I looked it up, and plus I saw on TikTok, somebody said, do you know that the whole it's illegal to kill a praying mantis doesn't exist?
Really?
It's not real.
That was like, that sounds like a blue bonnet thing in New Jersey. Like, if you saw a praying mantis,
yeah.
like, everyone would gather around and just make sure no one touched it, the yes. wind didn't blow on it, because, like, it was, then, like, they would say you would go to jail if you killed a praying
yes,
mantis.
Yes, you would go to jail. That was the thing.
I'm pretty sure, though, the Texas law still stands.
Oh, that's actually a law in Texas.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to pick them because a lot of times they grow
the
in like natural.
the
they
mantis.
Grow in like natural public places, and people want blue bonnets, and so they'll go and like dig them out and put them like on their own property or something like that.
So when you say a praying mantis, though, there's no like, remember when it used to be illegal to kill? You don't have that like reference at all.
No,
but
I've never.
You know
heard.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have praying mantises that there's like a couple that hang around my house now, and I still in my brain I'm like, don't even touch that. Like you can't.
What do you feel are like the biggest differences between you and Heath, and also like what are your similarities? Like what brings you guys together, and also what like sets you apart from each other?
I don't know. I never really thought about that. We get along when we have to be creative together. Like if I have a brand deal or he has a brand deal or he has to film a dance video for me, he's so good behind the camera and knows exactly what I want. And then I'm so good at like making his videos come to life through editing. And we get along like really well when it comes to that. Thank God. Cause we work together. Like that's,
right. You guys share that like third eye. Of,
yes.
Okay. I know what you need.
Yeah.
Social media wise.
We're literally like the missing puzzle piece to each other's like projects, which is nice.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And then I don't know if it sets us apart. It's especially been recently. Like he likes to stay up super, like the past few days he's been up till like 4 a.m.
Oh my.
He'll hang out. He'll be out like at the bar and stuff. And I just physically can't do it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so lame. Like I'm like a loser.
Right.
Like I don't really drink anymore. Like I'll have a drink, but I don't drink anymore. And he's still like, is like, yeah, like I'll go out and drink. Yeah. I'm like, I wish I could. I just don't, I really like have no interest. I can't do that. But he's like, come on, just like a little longer. But I just like, I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock and then wake up early. Yeah. He sleeps in a little bit. I get up early.
But that's good. You guys like compliment each other, I think, perfectly. Out of
if
any
that's
other
the
couple.
Worst thing about a relationship, then.
Well, I wasn't saying the worst. I was just saying like your differences.
Yeah, and that's like all I can think
you
of.
You guys met through mutual friends, right?
Yeah, Jess Carbo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll never forget that when like Heath was starting to get really interested in you. We were... I can't remember even... I don't know if I should say it. Or like during that time, he was kind of talking to someone else.
I know. But, I know who.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, during that time...
Well, Jess told me.
Yeah, because during that time, Heath was kind of talking to someone else, but he wasn't really fully invested in it, mm-hmm. and he wasn't that happy, but he had his eyes towards Mariah. So I was always asking him about his current situation, the girl he was talking to, and he was like, it's good, but there's this girl, Mariah, and she's coming over tonight. And I was like, really? Okay. Well, let's, I'm like, well, then let's see who this Mariah girl. And you came in. I'll never forget. You came in through the door. I was sitting out on the balcony. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We had like some drinks and you were just an amazing dancer. You were so fun. I actually think I have old videos of us like all just like jamming out in that like living room. And little did I know how much you guys would like really grow and click together.
Isn't that crazy? I had no idea.
I'm so happy he made that decision and stopped dating that other girl.
She's nice, okay?
It's not that right. She's not as nice as you.
I'm nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's crazy I'm getting these podcast editing TikToks because TikTok's like always listening
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
Is there something that TikTok thinks you like that you don't really
like? I know
like?
TikTok thinks you like Disney.
Yes, it thinks I like Disney and it really thinks I like pottery. Rug making. I just can't stop watching people make rugs.
Okay, that means you like it. That's why it's on your page.
I guess it means I do like I like rug making. Has it been thinking you like anything lately?
My For You page has been all over the place. I've been coming across a lot of drama with like all these TikTokers that I've no interest in.
Really?
Like all their like people exposing them for things. And I don't even watch them. I genuinely keep swiping and they keep popping up.
Do you ever do the press and hold and then say not interested?
What?
Yeah. No, you
That's
can
how
do
you
that.
Carry your feed. Anytime there's something you don't like, you press and hold on the TikTok and then a little menu comes up and you type not interested.
Right.
And then you can either hide this user, I just don't like this content, or hide anything with that sound. And so you can start curating your feed.
Yeah. So like lately I've been getting so many of that filter where it scans down your face.
I get it. We get it.
I'm over it. It was creative.
They should have let the one girl do it and that was it.
Right.
Why is everybody doing it?
It's the trend.
It's the trend.
I get it's a trend, but it's the same thing over and over again. Oh, I messed up. Why doesn't it look good? Oh my God. Like don't post it.
But if you're sick of the trend, you can just press down on it and say not interested and then you don't have to see it again. You may see it again a few more times. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
like I haven't seen any like TikTokers on my page in months.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I never see any of the top TikTokers at
all. All like, these like the, Hype House.
I
haven't seen Charlie D'Amelio or Addison none on my mine, For You then. Page. Like,
well, the top TikTokers, so I don't come up.
I know I see yours because I follow you.
Because you're not a top TikToker.
You're pretty up there, Mariah. I think you hit the For You page quite a bit.
Oh my God, thank you.
You crush it on TikTok. I think you're probably one of the best dancers on the platform. No.
Really?
Yeah, you're like a true dancer.
Isn't Mariah like one of like the...
Thank you.
I feel like you are like TikTok royalty.
What?
Is she not? Am I crazy?
Yes, in my eyes, I think you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're like your dances are ridiculous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you crush it.
Yeah, it's always fun to see you doing them too. I don't think they're that bad. I try not to read the comments. Not a lot of people like me, believe it or not.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What don't they like about you?
And I try too hard.
Oh. You're actually dancing.
I'm a dancer,
You're not doing these like...
Trying too hard? Okay, that's like, how are you going to hate on someone for being good at something? Like,
right, yeah.
Maybe look at yourself.
For giving 110%.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
You don't want those people anyway if they're not going to.
That's crazy. Yeah. I read once in an agenda book. Remember I asked you the other day if you used agenda books?
We call them reminder binders.
I like that. Yeah, we had agenda books, but each page had a fun fact at the bottom. And I'll never forget one of the fun facts said, your tongue is like the strongest muscle in your body.
Yeah, I think that is true.
Per pound, yeah.
Wow.
What it can do.
I don't know what that means, but wow. Per pound, yeah.
And your eye is the fastest healing organ. I think so.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why like,
how long did it take
never...
you to heal?
After LASIK?
Yeah.
Like a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Did you have to wear sunglasses? Fast. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, you wear sunglasses, stay out of the light for like 24 hours. And
so easy.
Wear sunglasses during the day if you're out in bright light. And...
That's
you're
it?
Healed, yeah.
Oh, man.
You experience dryness and you have to do these like drops for about 2 weeks, three times a day. Joe's gotten it done. Todd's got it done. And Greg Barrett is about to get it.
I'm considering doing it, but I'm probably like you a little bit nervous about it because it's just like.
I'm nervous. I would like it, but my contacts don't bother me.
Like, dailies?
I hope my eye doctor's not listening. I have like whatever the regular kind is, but I sleep in them. I it's really bad. Yeah. And everyone's
I used to sleep in mine occasionally. Yeah. Like if it was
it's
a big
really
Friday
bad.
Night.
But I've been sleeping in them since I was like 13, since I got them.
I don't
think
that
makes
it better, Mariah.
But I go to the eye doctor and I like put on my glasses when I go and they ask me, I'm like, yeah, I change them every couple of weeks. Whatever you're supposed to do, I give them the answer they want. And they're like, oh my gosh, your eyes are perfect.
And everybody tells me the story. Well, you got to be careful because my friend had a comment, and I was just like, I'll get there when I get there.
You had nightmare contact stories.
It's really bad, but.
Mariah, thank you so much for coming. Did you
Thanks
have fun?
Thanks for having me. I did. Yeah.
I've missed this.
Yeah. I miss you guys.
Yeah. It's
Say something, Mike.
I miss you
be
too.
Nice.
It's very nice to have you here. I know that you thank guys have you. A really good rapport from the previous podcast experience, but it is. For me to have you as a first guest, and hopefully you'll return again.
I would like soon. To. It depends on how the episode turns out, right, Mike? Right, editor?
It's going to be great. You were great. Matt was great. I was okay. It's going to be fine.
Don't be surprised if this doesn't do very well. Why? A lot of people are very uninterested in me.
That's not true.
That is absolutely not
so
true.
So many people have requested you coming on this podcast because they miss us.
Yeah.
So
I miss us.
I miss us.
Oh my God.
I miss us.
I'm feeling nostalgia and I'm gonna cry. Yeah. Well, no, guys, this was fun. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for coming. Guys, be sure to check out Mariah on everywhere she is on the interwebs. Mariah, keep living, keep dancing, keep laughing.
Good advice. Keep living. Okay.
All right, we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.